we have, you know, kind of looked at this in the past. Place One JP at one time did all the magistrate warnings, which are Miranda warnings for the county. And several years ago, they spread those out among all the JPs. So that relieved the Place One workload somewhat. And then Place Two has done all the truancy for BISD. And now that's been spread among a couple of the other JPs, too. So the workload has reduced somewhat for both of those. Now, there's still a good many cases come through there, but I really don't believe that there's so much workload that one JP couldn't handle it. And so I've thought about it over the last couple of years and decided that if we were going to do anything, we needed to do it prior to the filing date, which starts November the 9th. We need to make it clear to folks whether there will, in fact, be two JPs or not in Precinct 2. And so I put it on the agenda to abolish Place 2. And then all the work would, whenever that, when in Andy, if it gets abolished, all the work will then go to that one JP that's in Place 2 and Place 1.
Is there any additional support staff that goes with the?
Yes, I've got it. I've got it on the agenda to move one position from Place Two to Place One. That being based on the shift in truancy court. There's 24 schools that Place Two has been handling. 17 of those have now been shifted to Place 1 or to Precinct 4. And there's only 7 schools remaining in Place 2 as we speak. So there's been a workload shift away from Place 2. And that's what I believed, that we should shift one clerical staff over to Place 1 to handle that increased workload.
And would there be any other positions eliminated then?
Well, I suspect eventually, this is just one guy's thinking that's on the court. I suspect eventually that if we abolish the JP Place 2, probably we can abolish one clerical position. I think maybe there are 3 positions that are in that office right now, and one of them I propose that we move to Place 2 Tuesday. So that would leave two clerical positions. My hope would be that whenever that abolishment happens, then we can do away with another one. And with the caseload that the other caseload, not truancy and magistrate's work, but any other cases that have been coming to Place Two, there's probably going to be a need in the remaining JP Precinct 2 to have an additional clerical position. So I think my thinking would be that the remaining JP would end up with 2 more clerical staff, and the third position there could then be eliminated. But that wouldn't happen. One, I believe, if it goes like I've proposed it, one will go from a Place 2 to Place 1 on Tuesday, and then at the time that it is abolished, whenever that time is set, another would go to the remaining JP, and then the other one would go away.
Any sort of projected budget savings?
I suspect we should be able to save $100,000 between the JP salary, one clerical position salary, and then the operating portion of the budget. I mean, some of that operating portion will probably have to shift over to Place One or to the remaining JP, you know, paper, and because all, you know, some of those things are going to go up, but there should be some efficiency in doing that. So I think we can, there'll be a somewhere around $100,000 worth of savings.
And any idea if you would just move that, those savings into something else, or just have that as unencumbered for use in a future budget year, or how would you go about dealing with those budget savings?
I'm not sure. You know, I mean, we certainly had some expenses go up. I mean, we had to add $1 million to indigent defense costs in this year's budget. That we had no control over whatsoever. I don't expect to have that kind of cost happen. I hope in the near future. The death penalty indigent defense cost went up a significant amount, and we've still got a couple of, I don't remember, two, maybe three, pending cases, at least capital cases. Those are always expensive, and the more of those you have, the more expense we have. So I can't tell you that we can eliminate it out of the budget, because we've seen some of those costs go up that we've got no control over.
Any sort of feedback yet from your fellow court members?
Well, no. We've discussed it briefly during budget process, the possibility 2 years ago, and then brought it up again this past year during budget that there was a possibility that we might look at doing that. But we'll have around the middle of the agenda Tuesday, we will open up a public hearing and hear any comments from the public or any others that care to speak on the subject. And then we will have to go into recess to do that, and then go back into the agenda and decide whether we'll take action or not.
Besides the money portion of it, I guess there is a little office space that could be opened up and applied to something else.
Yes, that's true. There's space down there, and we're fixing to go into the fourth phase over at the courthouse. And, you know, during the remodel in the past phases, there's been occasions that courts have needed to come over here because of noise or being in the close to that remodel that's been going on. And so I guess that would be one of my hopes, is that we can leave that space available for something like that as long as we're trying to remodel over there.
But what I'm hearing, though, that's secondary just to your general observation that the workload has been distributed well enough that you can see the possibility of eliminating this position and two of the three members of the staff then.
That's what I believe. I believe that the workload is such that one JP can handle the workload that those two JPs have been receiving.
From an historical standpoint, any idea how long the place two position's been in existence?
Yes. I think that would have... That was when, I don't remember the exact year, it was around probably 2000, maybe 2001. The Commissioner's Court at that time, it might even have been in the late 90s, 99 maybe. But the Commissioner's Court did away with the precincts, the JP Constable precincts, as we had known them. Back then, and then kind of aligned them up with the commissioner precincts. And at that time, they decided to leave a place one and place two in precinct two. I wasn't on the court at that time, so I don't know really what went into the thinking of that. I suspect maybe, though, that it was because at that time, which is now called Place One, did all the magistrate warnings for the county, and place two was doing all the truancy, and in addition to all this other caseload that they do. And so I think that may be why they decided to leave a place one and place two, is because of that workload. That workload now has been distributed among not just those two JPs, but among the other JPs too. And so there's been a change in the way those things were handled, and I believe, in my opinion, now that workload can be handled by one JP.